Thank you for calling XPL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Sandra, hi. This is Renee, one of the contractors.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
Yes. We had a customer that was supposed to have a service call today, and then I emailed back and forth with Shayla, and I gave her today's date, but it wasn't on our route for today. It was left off. So that's why the customer did not get a call, as in her appointment was today. But she since reached out to me. So I need to make sure it's on there. We'll go to the customer's house, but I need to make sure it's on there so we get paid.
I can notate that count. I can't add it to the route. You have the order number?
Well, not add it to the route, but so that it's in there as a service call so we get paid.
I need an order number to pull up the order.
I understand that, but I'm just trying to make sure that you can do that, is what I'm saying.
I can't put anything on the route, but I can notate the order for you that you will be going to complete the service call.
Right.
So you can get paid. Yes, ma'am. So you can get paid.
That's all I need to hear. Thank you. 07986, F as in Frank, 74.
And that's 07986, Foxtrot 74.
Yeah.
And let me place you on hold while I pull up that order.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, Key. Verify the customer's name and address.
Stephanie Patterson, 707 Apple Drive, Mechanicsville, PA 17055.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. Shows this is a Best Buy order. This order shows complete on the 18th, but they created a service call?
Yes, Shayla did.
You have that different service call number?
Let me see. She just said she was adding it to the order. Let me see, last email. Just that order has been updated. Let me see if it's a different one. Hang on. A as in Apple, 02, F as in Frank, 0.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're speaking a little faster than I could type. Could you repeat that for me?
079 A Apple, 02. F as in Frank, 0.
079 Alpha, 02 Foxtrot, 0.
Yes.
Place down hold and pull up that order. Thank you for holding for me. I located that one. And I see the notes here on the order from Shayla. And she said she called the customer, left her voicemail informing you all will come out today. And we're going to get an email over to Regional to let them know that I spoke with you and you said you are going out so you all can get paid.
Right. But it was never added to the route, though. That's why the customer did not get called. But, again, she reached out to me.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. I can't add it to the route. We're going to send an email over to inform that you spoke with Shayla.
Okay.
Shows that Shayla had notated the order, and we're notating the order, so you guys will get paid.
Okay. Is there a breeze code, or what do I need?
No, ma'am, you don't need a breeze code.
Okay, so will somebody email me?
No, ma'am. I'm sending
it. Talking about James Grant?
Ma'am?
When you're saying sending an email to the regional, are you talking James Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And they'll see it.
Can
and they'll know.
Whatever you communicate with him, can you ask him to send me an email to confirm, please?
I'm going to tag you in the email, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling XPL Logistics. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.